For Effingham Radio News, I'm Samantha Letourneau. I'm with Norma, the president and CEO of the Effingham County Chamber of Commerce. How are you today?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. So the Chamber has a big celebration coming up. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we've been celebrating all year so far, the Chamber Centennial this year. But this Sunday, July 2nd, we are wanting to celebrate with the Effingham County community who has helped us over the years to be the organization that we are today. So we have we call it the Summer Celebration.
So when is the Summer Celebration being held?
It is this Sunday, July 2nd, at the Sacred Heart Church grounds. It begins at noon and it ends at 10 p.m. Sunday evening.
Do you have a lot of activities planned for the celebration?
We do. We have a vintage baseball game, two vintage baseball games. We have lots of different types of musical entertainment. There's a car show, there's carriage rides, carnival rides, activities for the kids, a Hot Wheels demo derby, a bags tournament, adult kickball, and then displays. We have 100-year-old businesses who are going to have displays. The Chamber will have its own booth. We're going to have free cupcakes and balloons at our booth. So please be sure and stop by and see us. And it's this Sunday at the Sacred Heart Church grounds.
And is there any cost to attend the summer celebration?
No cost to attend. I mean, if you want to buy food, if you want to go on the carriage rides, a couple of things like that you'll have to pay for. There's a small charge in the kids area. We're doing some really cool crafts, and so it's kind of a make and take thing. So they're just $2 per child, and they get to take some great stuff home with them.
So tell us about the food vendors that will be at the summer celebration.
So we have a couple of the neat things. I mean, we've got local food vendors like Martin's IGA, Dairy Queen, The Dog, Wetherill's Concessions. Then we also have a unique, they're making homemade ice cream. Davis and Deer, they'll be there making homemade ice cream. And then we have a popcorn vendor too. So lots of different kinds of food. There's a beer tent as well. I guess we didn't talk about that a little bit, but there is a beer tent, and then the food vendors will be having different sodas and waters and things as well. So people will have an opportunity just to visit if they want to. We're having one tent that's just got seating in it. So we want people to come and enjoy and relax and listen to music and do whatever activities they want to do.
All right. Okay. Sounds like it's going to be a great time.
It is. And the weather looks like it's going to be great for us. It might be a little warmer, but not too bad. So we're looking forward to a great afternoon.
Is there anything else you'd like to mention?
Come out and join us. Like I said, we're anxious to celebrate this special anniversary for the Chamber with the Effingham community because of the success that we've had is based on the success that the community has. And so we're really looking forward to a great afternoon and evening. I did want to maybe talk a little bit about the music because we do have quite a variety of musical entertainment, starting with Victory Boys Quartet, which is a barbershop quartet. Our opening ceremony is at 12:45. It'll be on the baseball field, so they'll be singing the national anthem for us. We'll have, you know, a balloon release. We're going to release 100 balloons. We'll have some little short announcements. And then we'll start the ball game. We'll have the first pitch and we're going to do the whole thing up with the ball game. So it'll be a lot of fun. And so the music, like I said, the Victory Boys are going to be there they'll be singing from 12 to 12:45 prior to the opening ceremonies. Then we have a Firebox, which is bluegrass music. We have Whiskey Bend, which is quite a eclectic, Jim Neiman and Nicole Schaffstall, and they do great different venues of music. The Swamp Tigers, which is kind of a rockabilly group, which is kind of another fun thing. And then our main concert Sunday evening is Super Bad, which has a great local following. So we're looking forward to all different kinds of music. So anything, you know, lots of different people's interest areas should be met at this event.
And just to reiterate, when and where will the summer celebration be?
Sunday, July 2nd at Sacred Heart Church grounds. Starts at noon, ends at 10.
All right. Thank you so much for coming in.
Well, thank you very much.